The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Welcome to the William Hill Racing Podcast. My name is Alex Dunn, and I've been joined in the studio by Mick Norton to look ahead to the best of the action on Sunday. We're going to look at three contests on the all-weather at Kempton, hopefully grab you a winner or two, which just leaves me to say hello there, Mick.
Yes, very good day to you, Alex.
How are you doing?
Yeah, okay.
Good. Good spirits. As I said, we'll look at three races at Kempton later on.
Yes, just a slight concern over Toaster with standing water in places. We're already getting the Irish card looked at for us, so the safest option was to have a look at the Kempton Polytrack card.
We had a chat off air about which races to look at, and as you said, we've got Andy Holden covering Fairy House in the morning. Toaster was perennially heavy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Never.
I think it'll probably be okay, hopefully, but it's just that slight doubt with so much rain around.
Yeah, you don't want to leave anything to chance.
No.
So we will look at three at Kempton. We'll start with the news on the inside cover of the Racing Post. Frankie Dettori returning to racing on Wednesday. Been booked to ride the Jeremy Nasida trained Gone with the Wind at Lingfield. And 24 hours later, he'll be in Dubai riding for the owners of Trev. So a busy few days coming up for Frankie. Good to see him back, though, isn't he? He's one of racing's personalities.
Absolutely, we love it as well, won't he? With a big job to look forward to, riding for Shit Joan. And good to see him back.
Also got pictures there of Lingfield yesterday. Did you see that?
I did, yes. It was quite incredible, wasn't it? And somehow they managed to keep the show on the road, and well done to them.
I mean, Lingfield, like Toaster, another place.
I mean, Lingfield Station was closed, wasn't it?
Was it?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes.
Crikey.
The walkway from the station was just underwater.
Thank goodness
the whole station was closed.
Thank goodness for the all-weather.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because certainly that turf was unraceable, unless you had flippers, I believe. So, okay then, we'll look at the Kempton races. We'll start with the 2 o'clock. It is a handicap over 7 furlongs, a Class 5 contest, with 14 runners down to go to post. A tricky race to start with. Mick, where should we start here?
Yeah, we'll go down in race card order. The horses I'm going to have a look at. So the first of them is number 4, Strong Man. Makes the journey down from Mick Easterby's Sheriff Hutton Yard. Sullivan taking the ride. And he comes here on the back of a solid second to Kung Hai Fat Choi at Southwell last time, which is a good effort considering Kung Hai Fat Choi is such a good Southwell yardstick. And he three outings ago, he only just failed by a short head to beat the in-form and well-backed George Fenton at Wolverhampton. So he comes here in a good vein of form. Slight concern is the 12 box. He's got place form in the 70s and is only £2 higher than his last win. Admittedly, consistency, or should I say the lack of it, is his main failing, but maybe this first visit to Kempton Park can concentrate his mind. And if he is on his A game, he's a contender. Number 7 is Say Cash, trained by John Jenkins. Fergus Sweeney taking the ride. He's had a 40-day freshener since winning at Southwell in November and is very much respected with his Wolverhampton second, suggesting that he has a future on Polytrack. His mark still looks workable, despite the rise for the Southwell win, and with his stable in just reasonable form, they could do with a winner. They've had 5 horses in the frame from their last 15 runners. They were in better form probably 3 or 4 weeks ago. But 15 runners isn't an awful lot from the Jenkins Yard. And he comes here with a big chance. But I'm going to give the vote to First Class, number 12. It's got a good box in four. David Probert riding for Ray Guest. An obvious danger to all if back to his best. After what was admittedly a rare lacklustre effort at Wolverhampton last month. A return here, though, where he has a fine record, is a big plus. And I think that should do the trick. He definitely has races in him off his revised mark, as he showed on his penultimate run with a very, very solid placed effort. So with his good course record and his good draw to back him up, I give the vote to First Class.
OK, then, First Class in the 2 o'clock. Next up, we'll look at the 3:30. A handicap over 6 furlongs. 10 runners down to go to post for this one. Interesting contest this, Mick. Competitive. We'll start with Ice Blast for the Easterby Yard. James Sullivan takes the ride. Very consistent type, Ice Blast.
Yes, we've got a couple of runners on the card, Mick. And again, as you say, ridden by James Sullivan. Ice Blast, decent draw in 5. He has won in the 70s back in the day and has form right-handed. It's his first run here at Kempton, but he showed that he's liking for a really good strong gallop to aim at when winning at Wolverhampton in November, and has been in good form with 2 solid efforts since. Wouldn't put anybody off back in Ice Blast, and he's certainly got first rate each way claims with 10 runners due to go to post. A couple of others before I get to the main fancy. Invigilator's got course and distance winning form. Derek Shaw trains Dale Swift in the saddle. Not beaten far off this mark in 3 of his last 4 starts. Although what does slightly worry me is that his last 6 defeats include 5 in Class 6 company. And he's up into Class 5 here, which would just...
Not the most encouraging,
no,
is it?
No, it isn't, no. And, you know, he may well attract support. Even more star, Shane Kelly rides for Mike trainer Mike Murphy. Bit of a revival in Even More Star since Shane Kelly teamed up close third off this mark last time, but beaten in Class 6 company too often for my liking, which leads me nicely into the selection, and it's the top one. Bajan Bear, who is the mount of Dave Probert for Michael Blanchard, and is now a pound lower than his last winning mark, and not beaten very far in his last 3 in much stronger events than this, including in Class 4 company. He's won right-handed on turf, ran well in a Class 4 on his only previous run here. I think this is weak. And I do think Bajan Bear might be far too good for them.
OK then, Bajan Bear to rack up a double there, hopefully, for David Probert. That's the 3:30. And the final race that we'll look at is the 4:30 from Kempton Park. Handicap over 1 mile and 3 furlongs. 13 runners down to go to post. Competitive enough, this.
Very competitive.
One horse that certainly intrigues me, Mick, is the top weight here in Sendo. A real monkey of a horse. Doesn't want to go past horses. Mm. And when he wins, it has to be under a very, very careful, very, very cheeky ride more often than not.
Yeah, they're putting the pieces on him for the first
time.
Yeah,
just trying, aren't they, with him?
He just comes with too many risks attached for me. And that was a winnable race that he bombed out in last time. I just think giving weight to the field, he might think, this is far too onerous a task for me, and give it up quite early in the day.
But who could blame him?
Yeah, absolutely.
Go on then, what do you fancy here?
Well, there's some interesting runners here. I'll start with Leitrim Pass, trained by William Haggis. Shane Kelly taking the ride on his third all-weather appearance. And if he can reproduce his Polytrack debut run here at Kempton last April, that would nearly... do off this mark of 74. The money came for him last time, but it was after 146 days off, and he may just have needed that at Lingfield. And he was quite busy up front, doing probably more than he needed to do. So he's certainly well worth another chance, and I wouldn't put anybody off backing him. Bob's her uncle is a likeable mare, trained by James Bethel. She's a course winner here at Kempton, and that man Adam Kirby's being booked to ride. A career best performance is required if she's going to win this off 68, but she is a likeable filly, as I say, who does go well here and shouldn't be far away. Down at the bottom end of the handicap, although it is quite a compressed handicap, Keane has the services of Louis Stewart, and he's run well for Louis before. Still relatively unexposed. Often well back though, and that would be it's either favourite or joint favourite, I think, the last four or five times. Might be the same story here as well, as one in class five company though, so, and it goes well for Louis Stewart. Again, another one, a chance in an open race. But I'll finally get to the selection, and I'm looking for a double for trainer Mike Blanchard. We went for his Bajan Bear in our 3:30, and he's got Red Dragon in this. Fergus Sweeney taking the ride. Another course winner here, and he's definitely improved, this son of acclamation, since he stepped up in trip. And I mean, it wouldn't have been sort of obvious from the start that being a son of acclamation, he was going to want further and further, but he's definitely improved each time he stepped up in trip. And I would think more expected again as he goes up once again from the same mark as a very solid third of 13 here over 10 furlongs last time. He's got two good placed efforts in class four previously, so it should be well within his capabilities here in class five. And I'm going to give the vote to Red Dragon complete a good day for trainer Mike Blanchard, who's got Bajan Bear in the 3:30 for
okay
us.
Okay then. So a Blanchard double, perhaps a Probert double as well. Mick, could you just sum up your three picks at Kempton
on
Sunday?
Yeah, we've gone first class. Let's hope it's first class all the way in the 2 o'clock for David Probert and Ray Guest. Bajan Bear, Probert again on board Bajan Bear in the 3:30 for trainer Mike Blanchard. And hopefully Mike Blanchard can double up with Red Dragon, the mount of Fergus Sweeney, in the 4:30.
Lovely. Thank you very much, Mick. Enjoy the racing and best of luck with our selections.
Thanks very much, Alex.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.